It's The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Aerosmith starting things off for us this morning, and Dream On. It is 10 minutes after 9 o'clock, and Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Tori, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
You all have a good weekend?
You seem more excited to see Tom than you do see me.
It's just because he's right there. Well, and I might possibly, already before the weekend was up, had asked Tom for some, you know, help.
He's just buttering it up because he wants some construction advice.
I see.
Yes, something like that. Yes,
all right, can't help you there.
No, I know, so I'm trying to just be nice to Tom because he's... He's my nice elder statesman.
Yes. Yes, he is. You're both in your plaid this morning. That looks nice.
Well, thank you. We put a memo together, and we didn't send it to you.
That's okay.
It was a guy's thing.
It was a guy's thing.
I appreciate that.
Not a problem.
Keep it to yourself.
Tori, you have brought us guests this morning.
I did. It's Nacy Delore from the Business Innovation Center.
Good morning.
And also Pam.
Holly.
I was going to say Pamela.
No.
I'm sorry, Holly.
That's okay.
And you're teaching one of the classes, right?
I am, yes.
And there are so many offerings that the Business Innovation Center has to help grow businesses or start businesses. What's your class about?
I'm teaching a class called Bootstrap Marketing, and I'm really excited about this class because it's specifically for those who are trying to get a business up and going, and they don't have a budget for marketing. Mm. But marketing is so important to getting your name out there, getting a business going, getting started, whether you're a nonprofit, a for-profit, whether you're doing business-to-customer or business-to-business, or just trying even to kind of promote yourself and get yourself out there. Mm-hmm. And so what I'll be doing is discussing digital options, things that are available online, things that are resources available to people at little or no cost to help them get started and to give them a cohesive presentation, help them brand themselves in a positive way.
Good.
So, Holly, tell us, because you're new to the studio here, you're a newbie, what's your business background? I mean, why are you teaching bootstrap marketing, and what do you know about all of this?
Well, I have been in marketing for almost 20 years now. I worked for a large property management company for a little while, and then for about 4 years, I had my own business. And I firsthand had to go through figuring out how to promote myself with a very small budget. I went out on my own, kind of with a wing and a prayer. And I did that for 4 years, and I helped other small businesses as well. During that time, I also was chosen as one of 15 small businesses in the world to be a part of the beta trial for Facebook's Timeline. And for small business. Mm-hmm. And so I work directly with Facebook.
Oh, that's cool.
In helping them figure out how small businesses operate and what they need for support in that social world that was really burgeoning at the time. And so, and now I am the director of marketing for Sweet Bay, which is a large housing community.
Okay.
Heard
interesting.
Of it.
Might have heard of that before. Someone mentioned it around here.
It's pretty cool.
So we're talking with the talking about business and startup and bootstrap marketing. And Nacy, we'll come back to you in just a few minutes. We've got another song to play here first. It's the Blues Brothers and Soul Man on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. It's Touch of Grey. That's The Grateful Dead on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Tom, you know that one of those guitar players was playing without part of his finger.
I know.
You ever hear this guy? Cherry Garcia. I think it was his name.
That's your favorite ice cream,
oh, yeah.
Scott.
Actually, it's not. But if I'm going to go with Ben and Jerry's, it's
gonna
not my
Chunky
favorite.
It's going to be Chunky Monkey, isn't it?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, well,
I like the one with the
cookie
dough. Anyway,
Jerry was missing a finger, but it never really slowed down his guitar playing much.
And he has a line of ties still. Like, he's still designing ties.
Does he really design ties?
Well, he's dead, so I don't know if he is.
Designing them from... Maybe through a medium?
Perhaps.
He's designing them through a medium.
Somebody's making some money off his name.
You know, some other old rockers.
I was never a big fan of the Jerry Garcia ties, but, you know.
Yeah,
I've never seen them, so...
Well, they sell them. They're around.
Okay.
I'm going to get you one.
No, I won't wear it.
All right.
Have you seen me in a tie?
I've never seen him in a tie.
Right. Exactly.
Once.
He's always got his,
actually, you
he's
did
always
one.
Got his shirt unbuttoned, when, showing off all his chest hair.
Yes.
I don't have any chest hair. You did once.
Where
because
did
I wore
see you?
No, because when we opened the MTP
The music production technology program, recording studio.
Because I did the ceremonial opening.
Pull that tape, producer Brandon. Yeah. We'll post him in a tie.
I have no idea where that tape is. I'm sure we recorded it.
I'm sure we did too.
It's probably on something analog.
It was in the. If you look back in the News Herald archives, they have a picture of me in a tie talking to the.
I probably don't remember much. I think I'm the one that you smashed with the champagne bottle.
I wanted to hit Rusty over the head with it, but they told me that was not good, that I'd have to find somebody a little lower down on the totem pole to hit with the champagne bottle, so I hit Scott.
That was 10 years ago almost.
I know.
Can you believe that? Wow, time sure does fly. Speaking of time, it's 9:25. We're just reminiscing.
Like a couple of old guys here.
That's pretty much what we do. Well, there are people still living and doing things and starting businesses and, you know, taking seminars and going to workshops like the ladies here, our guests, are doing.
I'm playing a little banjo music.
Why are
in the
you
background.
Playing banjo music?
You know, it's Monday and I've had a lot of coffee already this morning. I've been up since about 4:30.
I see.
All right, talk to us about the Business Incubation Center.
The Business
Innovation
Center.
Innovation Center.
I knew that. I don't know where I was coming from with that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No. Well, we've got a lot going on. And part of our things that we have going on really help support businesses, which in so many ways can help incubate businesses. We've got an event coming up on March 14th, which is a talent management workshop, because, you know, a lot of businesses, one of the key things that they need is to ensure that the people who are good that work for them stay working for them, as well as the people who are on the front lines are really the most important people in business, because they are the ones who do customer service. So we've been so lucky to have talent around us that can help talk to other businesses. And we have Laura Herder coming in on March 14th and the ATC at 6:00. And she actually used to be, she has over 15 years experience in the retail industry, serving as a manager for a very good retail store. And she now works for Gulf Coast State College. And so she's going to talk about how she helped with ensuring that at her store, which was a number one retail store in the area, was able to keep her talent and get them motivated and keep on going with sales. So this would be a great event. And then we've got lots of classes going on, and Holly talked about it. And we have a business planning workshop, and we have a bootstrap marketing workshop that's available here in March. And consistently from this point forward, we're going to keep on offering more and more.
So for your speaker series, you know, the topic this time is talent management. Mm-hmm. Do you have some other topics planned further out?
Oh, yeah. We either have a speaker series or an enlightened entrepreneur. Okay. So we continue to remain on the pulse of what people need. So whether it would be about customer service, technology, social media, all those key things, we just keep putting more and more out there for people to make sure that they can take advantage of free and open to public events.
You just said a key word, free, right?
Correct.
So when somebody has a question about what the BIC does, mm-hmm. where do they go?
They can go to Gulf Coast State College. Gulf Coast State College continuing education, and then from there they can go to startup and entrepreneurship, and there's a little drop down menu, or they can go to bicpc.com.
Very good.
You guys have your own website.
We do.
Yes, it's very nice.
We do. So you can find us in so many different ways. You can find us through the college's website as well as through bicpc.com.
Excellent. So the next thing that we have coming up, obviously, is Wednesday, March 14th. What's after that?
Gosh, the Bootstrap
is on the 26th.
Bootstrap marketing class that Holly just talked about is on March 26th, and that's a workshop. Now, that is a fee-based workshop, but it's only $35. It's because, again, it's bootstrapping.
Sure.
You know, making sure that businesses have an opportunity to brand themselves and to market and understand where there might be free or little to no cost opportunities to do so, and Holly's an expert at that.
Excellent. Well, we'll talk more with Holly and Nacy here in just a moment. We've got a weather forecast. Bruce Hornsby in the range on the other side of the break here on 90.7 WKGC. It's Bruce Hornsby in the range and mandolin rain. I was always told as a musician, you don't take your mandolin out in the rain if you have one.
It's not
well,
a good
now,
idea.
If you, I believe we saw Robin Shader from NWRLS when she was here, had one that she had printed on a 3D printer.
I missed that. See, I wasn't here that day. Okay.
That's a ukulele in the rain.
Yes, that was a ukulele.
All right, wait a minute. Yeah. Close.
And it wasn't really raining.
No, but
it was good. Because if it was raining indoors, that would be bad.
Well, that would have been the other building.
Because you should not take our equipment.
We could have done it in the Amelia
rain.
Center Theater, right? They have fake rain in there, don't they?
Well,
they
no. They have real rain in there now because they're putting a new roof on, and when it rains, it just randomly leaks.
No, but they could. They could rig it. They've done fake snow in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It snowed in there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm. Maybe just think about a little more production for some of your workshops. You get some
little
excitement
rain, little
going.
Snow.
Lasers.
You know,
is that
awake.
Not effective marketing?
No, lasers are effective marketing. If I can get my hands on some,
my
okay.
cat goes.
All about
my
it.
Cat goes crazy for them. So yeah, you know, if you pull out the laser pointer, her eyes just get really big. She's
yeah,
like,
that's how you get the attention of people that have fallen asleep in the back row, right?
I just point it directly mm-hmm. at them.
Point it directly at them. Yeah. You will market with me.
Burn their retinas? Right. That's always a good tool.
Holly Patouche giving the Bootstrap Marketing Techniques workshop coming up Wednesday, February 21st. Tell us who should come to your workshop?
Everybody.
Everybody, absolutely. Well, really anyone who has a business, is thinking about starting a business, but also people, again, who work in nonprofits, who are just really passionate about something that they're trying to get information about. And even people who are, again, trying to brand themselves out there in the workplace. It's getting increasingly more competitive just to get that job you're looking for. And a lot of these techniques can help people personally brand themselves as well. So.
Oh, good.
And it's March 26th.
Oh, I'm sorry. March 26th. You're right. You gave one back on February 21st.
Right.
Oh. And you're giving another in this series March 26th. I see the list. I've got the cheat sheet in front of me, but it also includes your old dates. And you mentioned that there were some new things you were going to show folks about online marketing. Mm-hmm. And what do you talk to them about public radio? What about public radio? I mean, some people perceive TV and radio as being an expensive outlet, but here at WKGC, we have membership levels for all kinds of businesses.
Absolutely, and we do talk about that, and also talk about how to share public service announcements, mm-hmm. and that it can be a great way to get information out at little to no cost, especially when it's of a benefit to the community,
sure.
and you want people to know.
Right.
Like, we have a Warrior Dash coming up.
I was just
going to
go there. What a great segue.
And so Warrior Dash at Sweet Bay this Saturday, and people can still sign up, and it's a great event.
What is a Warrior Dash? What do we do?
They go play in the mud, I think.
Yeah, what? It's kind of like a mud run, but they have obstacles and things that you get to climb up and over. They'll have an obstacle in the water, and so you're basically kind of running a 5K, but you're encountering obstacles along the way, and then you get
boy.
To climb over and under and go through the mud pits. And
Tom, you doing it?
No.
Okay.
And then they have a big party afterwards with
who
a beer tent.
Not unless they have an oxygen tank and a defibrillator. I'm not doing that.
What is the cause? What will the entry fees go to? Raise money for?
It goes to the St. Jude Foundation.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Okay. For the Children's Foundation.
The Children's Foundation, yes.
Nice.
Very good.
That's this Saturday?
That's this Saturday.
At Sweet Bay.
At Sweet Bay. WarriorDash.com.
Okay,
where are they doing it at?
In the back of the community, we are sitting on about 700 acres, and so the back 500 acres are pretty well open, so that's the area that they're going to be doing it at, and they'll actually be entering off of Frankford, not coming through the community, but it'll be a fun race.
And they're digging holes?
Digging holes, making mud pits.
Wow.
Fun.
It's going to be fun.
Very good. You guys hold for just a moment. We have some... What do you have for me, Tom? You have music for me, but I don't know what you have.
Okay, I do. We have a... you want to... Let's do...
give up trying to keep track of
it. Turn this thing on, and we'll just do this and turn it down.
It's okay? The vinyl play?
No, this isn't a vinyl play. This is news from TV.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, sad to say, one of my very favorite characters from MASH David Ogden Stiers, who was Major Charles Emerson Winchester, died Saturday after a long battle with bladder cancer. He joined MASH in 1977, playing an arrogant aristocrat and talented surgeon who filled the void left by the departure of the show's Frank Burns character. Stiers did it splendidly, too, earning himself 2 Emmy nominations. He later went on to be very successful in voicing. He was Cogsworth in Beauty and the Beast.
Was he really?
Yes, he was.
Wow.
So anyway, a very talented, very, very talented man.
He did such a good job playing that character.
He
so
did.
Snide.
You gotta love Cogsworth.
I loved his snarkiness.
You meant that character. Yes, he did. Anyway, I think what we'll do here, if you want to, is we can listen to... I actually have there is a song. That theme song actually came from a song by Johnny Mandel called Suicide is Painless.
We're good.
And here's Suicide is Painless.
Through early morning fog I see visions of the things to be, the pains that are with help for me. I realize and I can see that suicide is painless. It brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please. The game of life is hard to play. I'm gonna lose it anyway. The losing card I'll someday lay. This is all I have to say. Suicide is painless. Suicide. It brings on many changes. Changes as I can take or leave it if I please. The sword of time will pierce our skins. It doesn't hurt when it works its way on in. The pain grows stronger, watch it grin. Suicide is painless. It brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please. A brave man once requested questions that are key. Is it to be or not to be? And I replied, oh, why ask me?
Flashbacks to MASH.
Really?
Who here watched MASH growing up?
Everyone's.
And
yeah.
Brandon's holding up his hand. He watched it on the third or fourth time around, but he watched it.
Yeah.
This was a big deal at our house. I mean, we really watched MASH.
Yeah, it was a good show. We talked about this last week. I don't remember why we were talking about it last week, but
it was the anniversary of the last episode.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was a good show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have some Commodore sports news.
Go for it.
Would you like to hear how the teams did over the weekend?
I think so.
Fantastic.
Good.
Lady Commodore softball won all 4 of their games. They played for the first time on their new field across the street there in the Visit Panama City Beach round robin. Here are your scores. They beat Kankakee. I hope I'm pronouncing it.
You are right, actually.
Kankakee.
Because they're from Illinois.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, Kankakee.
8-2 Friday, then Spartanburg Methodist 10-0 in just 5 innings. Spartanburg Methodist, they played again 3-2, and then shut out Kankakee 13-1 on Saturday in just 5 innings.
It's a name like Wee Wee Hitchcock.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, so Doors softball currently stands at 21-1.
Wow. That's good.
21-1, wow. Ladies awesome. Softball. Conference play starts March 15th, so they are set up for a great season and on a brand spanking new field.
And the all remnants of the old field are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They finally tore the dugouts down, so it's all gone.
So Commodores baseball finished their season, or not season, the lead up to the conference, mm-hmm. regular season, preseason, whatever you want to call it. They did finish up with a loss, but with a winning record of 12-8. Their first conference game is tomorrow against Pensacola State. That game is at home on Joe Tom King Field. You can get those Commodore baseball games now pay-per-view on gcathletics.com. There's a button that says
pay-per-view.
Pay-per-view or live streams, or you can also go to CommodoreSportsNetwork.com. Now, here's where basketball stands. Lady Commodores are headed to the FCSAA State Women's Basketball Championship this week. Their first game is against Broward. Thank you. Woohoo! March 8th at the College of Central Florida campus, and that tournament goes on for 3 days. On Friday, March 9th, Tashia Moorhead will be inducted into the Hall of Fame right before the semifinal game.
Wow.
And then the tournament continues through Saturday. We will simulcast all those games right here.
We will indeed.
And also on our web stream, WKGC.org.
Because the Lady Commodores are going to win.
I think so. I mean,
chances are good.
Chances are looking pretty good.
Yeah.
So producer Brandon and producer Walter are on deck to man these
things. Oh, yeah. They're going to be at the control board.
We need to talk.
Yes.
we will definitely be airing that, and that will be right here on 90.7 WKGC. And if you are out of the area and want to pick it up, it's WKGC.org and pick mm-hmm. up our live stream. Mm-hmm. Tom, you have a vinyl play of the day today.
I do. Remind me again, why did you tell me I had to do a vinyl play of the day?
Because we have a vast treasure trove
we do that.
Of vinyl over at our old building that is becoming decommissioned and renovated.
There is so much vinyl at that other building that actually doing a vinyl play of the day is difficult because
there's so much to pick from.
Yeah. Yeah.
So as part of a thank you gift to you, our valued listeners, as you become members of WKGC, we will let you come and pick through our vinyl collection and take away handfuls of goodies.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do that on Saturday, April 7th, here at the Advanced Technology Center. You do not have to wait until then. You can pledge now.
Mm-hmm.
We already had a pledge come in over the weekend, and I've already communicated with the individual, said thank you, and they are prepared to take away 15 records.
Right, they've got their ticket to the party.
That's right, they've got their ticket to the party. You can do so as well. Visit our website, WKGC.org, and support your local community public radio station, 90.7. WKGC.
Okay.
On to the vinyl play.
On to the vinyl play. This is a song that was written and performed by a very popular English singer-songwriter. The song frames an exchange between a father understanding a son's desire to break away and shape a new life. And the son cannot really explain himself, but knows it is time for him to seek his reality. This song was originally written with making a movie around it in mind about the Russian Revolution. However, the artist...
This is deep, Tom.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Am I going too deep?
The artist got
very, very sick, and the whole project was framed. Anyway, the artist was called at the time Cat Stevens. He's now known as Yousef Islam, and this is Father and Son from his 1970 album, Tea for the Tillerman.
This is our vinyl play of the day on the mix on 90.7 WKGC.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. Was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? 'Cause when I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know. Down, take it slowly, you're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy.
The mix on 90.7 WKGC and our vinyl play of the day, Cat Stevens.
Or Yosef Islam.
There you go. And what's the name of that tune again?
Father and Son.
There you go.
You said it's off T for the Tillerman, right?
It is off the album.
What a great album.
That was probably
the album.
The album, yeah. from Cat Stevens.
And you and I, we're gonna do this? We'll work it out?
We'll work it out.
Yeah, you're old enough to be my dad.
Oh, yeah. And then some.
Yeah, probably Grandpa.
but it was father and son, not grandpa and son.
That's a country song, I think.
Yeah, I think so. It sounds, it's like it sounds a little bit sordid to me.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days or something. Anyway, so thank you all for coming in this morning. Let's recap real quickly. Holly, you've got a Bootstrap Marketing class coming up on the 26th. Tell us about it real quickly again.
Bootstrap marketing, just helping people who are looking for some innovative ideas for marketing at little or no cost using online resources and offline resources that are available to them.
Great. So it could benefit any kind of business.
Right.
Good. We'll see you here.
If you want to find out more about it and to register and sign up, everyone can go on the Gulf Coast State College website, gulfcoast.edu/corp college, and they can just go down and look up at all the classes that are available under startup and entrepreneurship.
Great.
Excellent. And the BIC also has its own website, right?
Yes, and the BIC also has its own website at BICPC.com, and we've got all of our free and open to the public events listed as well there.
Excellent. And of course, don't forget to check out our website, WKGC.org. We'll post this up on our website as a podcast. Producer Brandon will get that taken care of today. And you can check out our latest up-to-date program guide. And don't forget, you can become a member of WKGC and support us. And you can be a part of our vinyl day, giveaway day, April 7th.
April 7th.
Yeah. You don't have to wait until then. Do it today, if you don't mind. So we're coming up on 10 o'clock. We have two more hours of the mix coming your way. The Gin Blossoms and Bon Jovi, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, The Police, Violent Femmes, and a whole lot more coming your way. Plus, we'll check in with News 13's Anthony Peoples for that weather forecast. In the meantime, we'll round out this hour of music, take you up to 10 o'clock with little Billy Joel. This is the River of Dreams. You're listening to your local public radio station in HD, 90.7 WKGC.